this is something that has caused an awful lot of sort of trouble for years and years, where you would have had maybe a number of houses on a lane, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, up to maybe 8 or 10. They continue applying, but you always needed two farmers. So you had to have two farmers. You had to have aid or stock on the farm that were actually leading out onto this lane. You had to show that there was two gates, and as they say, you had to have the maps and the paperwork confirmed by the foe. Now, today, that has changed. You no longer need two farmers. You only require one farmer, which that will make it a lot more accessible for a lot of people. The fact that you only need one farmer instead of two, and of course benefits all of the houses on that lane as well.
And this, well, we know through the years farmers have been struggling with this scheme and struggling to get upgrade works carried out on the road. So this will hopefully alleviate all that as well.
Yeah, well, the money, you know, the allocation has come on for the 24-25 years, and that's 2.5 million. So we'd always be hoping that is increased there. That generally, the last couple of years, they always will top that up later on in the year or earlier the next year. So that will be welcomed. But I think there's a lot of people that have been excluded in this scheme for a long time. They will be able to come in, because you do have a lot of lanes there with a number of houses. You also have cases of disability and access issues, and maybe your school buses or other things going up and down these lanes, you know, which, and people complaining, or your home help workers and acting up and down, and it's something that would have been covered in your show quite a bit. But it's great now that you can't. You just prove that you have one farmer who's a bona fide farmer, that, you know, bring the documents in from the department office and the phone and all, and that you're receiving rep payments or whatever, like, and that is now eligibility. You no longer need two farmers.